Okay, Nora.
The Lucky Strike program starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Rochester, Dennis Day, Bob Crosby, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Ladies and gentlemen, immediately following this radio program, Jack will do another television show. But meanwhile, let's take you back to yesterday. Last night, the members of the Beverly Hills Beavers put on a play at the school auditorium. Of course, Jack Benny, who happens to be the treasurer of the club, was planning to go. We now find Rochester pressing Jack's tuxedo.
Press it once and press it twice, then press it once again. It's been a long, long time. Da 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 da. Well, I got the pants pressed. Now I better finish pressing the coat. I wonder where Mr. Benny bought this tuxedo. It should be on the label. Yeah, there it is. The Pep Boys. Oh, isn't that cute? The boss crossed out Manny and Moe.
Oh, Rochester, have you finished pressing my clothes yet?
Yes, boss, but who was the last one you rented this tuxedo to?
Why?
Every time I lay the coat down, the arms fold.
Oh, stop.
Anyway, you're only going to a school play. Why dress formal?
Rochester, the Beavers aren't putting on just a play. They're going to do their version of my radio program. You see, each one of the kids will portray a member of my cast.
Oh.
And since I'm the inspiration for their show, they may ask me to come up on the stage and make a speech. Gosh, I'll never forget 10 years ago when I made that speech for the Academy Awards.
Boss, I didn't know you were on the speaker's list.
I wasn't, but I just had to get up and tell them what I thought of them. I'm glad I did, too. I'll get her, Rochester. Oh, hello, Mary.
Hello, Jack. Am I early?
Well, we don't have to be at the school auditorium for a half hour yet. Sit down, Mary.
Thanks. You know, just before I left home, I was talking on the phone to Mama.
Oh, to your mother, eh?
Uh-huh.
Well, what did the no loose ends of Plainfield have to say?
Well, she told me she read in the paper about your visit with President Eisenhower.
That's right, Mary. I did visit the president.
Did he show you around the White House?
Yes, Mary. He was very nice to me. And, Mary, remember when you saw the White House on television, that big room where the piano was?
Uh-huh.
There's a putting green there now. It's really nice.
Here's your tuxedo, boss.
Oh, help me out with the coat, Rochester. I want to see if it still fits. Thanks.
Jack, if you wear that old tuxedo again, I'm not going out with you. It's so old-fashioned now.
Old-fashioned?
Yes, look how the coat is. Let me see. Look how long the coat is.
What are you laughing at?
You look like the villain in The Drunkard.
That's it. Only when I wear the cape. Now, Mary...
Jack, I mean it. I wouldn't be seen dead in that tuxedo.
Our last customer didn't mind.
No, I think it's better our last customer didn't mind. Our last customer didn't mind. Hey, try that once, will you, Ralph?
Our last customer didn't mind.
That's it. Now, cut that out. I'm going to wear this tuxedo, and that settles it. Now, Rochester, I won't be home until... I'll get it. Hello?
Hi, Jack. This is Bob. Say, I hate to bother you today, but I thought I'd let you know that I'm on jury duty.
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, no. The first case comes up Wednesday. It may last for weeks.
This is ridiculous. You'll miss my show. Didn't you tell him you worked for me?
Yes, I did, Jack.
Well, why did you tell him it'd be a hardship if you had to lose the income from my show?
Well, I told him, Jack, but that didn't work either.
I think instead of Jack, I told him that, but that didn't work either.
I told him that, but that didn't work either.
Why not?
Well, they pay more than you do.
What?
$3 a day.
Well, that temporary work is always high. But, Bob, I just can't let you miss my show.
Well, there's really nothing you can do about it, Jack.
Oh, no? What about my contract with you?
Well, that's the case we're trying on Wednesday.
Oh, stop joking, Bob. I need you for the show, so I wish you'd try and make it.
Well, okay. Say, by the way, Jack, did you get that recording I made with the sportsman?
Well, yes, Bob. It's right here.
Well, play it. I think you might enjoy it.
All right, I'll play it right now. So long, Bob.
Goodbye.
Oh, Mary, Bob sent me a record that he made with the sportsman quartet. Let's play it.
Okay, where is it?
Right there by the phonograph. And play it loud, Mary, so I can hear it in the other room while I'm getting dressed.
All right.
You don't have to do the song. You all know it, don't you? I think this time, though, if Charlie was here, I wouldn't mind hearing, All right. Say, Mary, that was very good. It was thoughtful of Bob to get the sportsman to do it with him.
It sure was. Say, Jack, don't you think it's about time we left for the school auditorium?
Yes, we might be late here. Rochester, get my car out of the garage, will you please?
You can't use the car, boss. The nail went through one of the tires.
Oh.
I told you not to buy such cheap tires.
Rochester, the most expensive tire in the world can be punctured by a nail.
A fingernail?
Well, what'd you touch it for? Always testing. Now what are we going to do?
I've got my car outside.
I think I'd hit a fingernail a little more. Fingernail?
Darn.
Yeah, I'd hit that a little more.
Darn. I've got my car outside.
Okay, we'll go in yours. Come on.
Bye, Rochester.
Goodbye.
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 Jack, wasn't that a nice song Bob sang?
Yeah.
The sun is shining, oh happy day.
They may cut taxes, I feel so gay.
Oh, look, Jack, here comes Dennis on a bicycle. I love this routine.
Where?
Hello, Mary. Hello, Mr. Benny.
Hello, kid. We were just leaving for the school auditorium. Aren't you going to see the Beverly Hills Beavers put on their play?
Oh, sure, but it's such a nice night, I thought I'd ride over on my new bicycle.
Oh, is that a new one, Dennis?
Yeah, I won it last night on a quiz program.
On a quiz program? Gosh, you're really lucky.
Yeah.
Was it a hard question?
Oh, no, it was easy. And the man pointed at me and said, would you pay $100 for this bicycle? I said, yes. So I gave him the $100 and he gave me the bicycle.
Dennis.
I almost won a refrigerator, but I didn't have enough money.
Look, kid, did the master of ceremonies of the quiz probably have a little hammer in his hand?
That's right.
Dennis.
Why didn't he hit you over the head like he should have?
Dennis, you were at an auction.
Certainly, and all those people crowded around were bidding. Now, come on, we better get to the school auditorium.
I give out.
By the way, Dennis, did you ask your mother if you could go duck hunting with me again next year?
Yeah.
Next week?
Good. Dennis, I didn't know you'd go with Mr. Benny on his hunting trips.
Oh, sure, I'm his retriever.
You mean when he shoots, you bring back the ducks?
No, when he misses, I have to bring back the buckshot.
All right, all right. Now, Dennis, leave your bicycle here and come with us.
Okay.
All right. Now, kids, here's where you... Oh, Stuffy, here's where you come up now. Geez, don't forget that now. Stuffy comes up first, yeah. Don, you mark everything, will you, Don? This is where Stuffy comes up first. Say, this school auditorium really is packed. And we got pretty good seats, didn't we, Mary?
Oh, these are fine. Right in the center.
Can you see all right, Dennis?
No.
Well, why don't you ask that man in front of you to take off his hat?
It isn't his.
What?
It's mine. I put it there.
Well, take it off and be quiet.
Hey, Mr. Benny. Mr. Benny.
Oh, hello, Joey. Is everything ready backstage for your show?
Uh-huh.
Are the kids nervous?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, good luck.
Thanks, Mr. Benny. And by the way, you'll be glad to know...
Oh, thanks, Mr. Benny.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Mr. Benny. And by the way, you'll be happy to know that we're almost sold out of popcorn.
Good, good. And Stubby, don't throw away popcorn so much. And by the way, in fact, I wouldn't be too soft on that line. By the way, thanks, Mr. Benny. By the way, you'll be happy to know we're almost sold out of popcorn. You know.
Thanks, Mr. Benny. And by the way, you'll be happy to know that we're almost sold out of popcorn.
Good, good. Now push the lemonade. Go ahead.
Okay. You know, Miss Livingston, tonight we're going to do a takeoff on Mr. Benny's radio show.
I know.
Say, Joey, did you finally get a fat kid to play Don Wilson?
Uh-huh.
Good, good. Now, you better hurry. You'll be late. Well, Mary, it won't be long now before the show starts.
Gee, I hope the Beavers really do a
good... Hey, Mary. Mary.
Huh?
Don't look now, but there's a lady across the aisle who keeps staring at me. I guess she recognizes me.
Where?
Shh, here she comes.
Pardon me, but would you be good enough to give me your autograph?
Oh, I certainly. There you are.
Oh, thank you. You were wonderful in the drunkard.
I told you not to wear that cape.
I'll take it off. But I have to wear it later on my television show. You know, Mary, this idea of the little kids doing my radio program is really clever, isn't it?
Yes, Jack, I think it's the cutest thing. Oh, the curtain's going up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And look, they've even got a kid orchestra.
Quiet, here they go.
The Jack Benny program, starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Rod Chester, Dennis Day, Bob Crosby, and yours truly, Don
Wilson. Now, Frank, can you read the first line?
Yeah.
Yes, a little more... the Jack Benny program. Can you make it a little more, you know, you're dominating the program now, you see?
We've got a problem here. Just a second, Jack.
Could we leave the mic
high? We're going to need an engineer to help, Don. He'll know how to set up mics and everything.
Well, either that or have a stand, because you got a problem here trying to juggle these mics between youngsters. One's this high and the other's this high. Have they got a box to stand?
We'll get a box.
That'll solve a lot of things.
We'll have to get
our
steps.
Maybe.
Not for you. You and Beverly are fine,
because
you're both the same.
Is he too high for this? Yeah.
Well,
you see, if we can put it up so that it will fit the taller kids, then the smaller ones can stand on a box, and they should be about right.
Well, they all have to be here, though. The box has to be there, too.
You're
you know.
Right out here.
You see? That's the trouble. You still have to move the box.
Well, watch like the little ones that can walk over to...
No, it's better for the little ones to be working here, just the way they did before.
Well, the only problem you've got is really him, because the two operators work together. They're the same. And Mary.
But how are we going to keep moving this in and out? How are we going to keep moving that in and out?
We can't.
I thought the microphones... How's that?
All right, let's try it from there.
Let's try it this way.
All
right, try it from there. And we'll have to tilt it back. I don't know. We'll have to do something.
All right, let's...
And what we'll have to do is, it's a taped show, even if we have to stop in the middle of the show and fix these things and tell them to start their routines again or something, if we have that trouble. Now, start it, Frank, with the Jack Benny. Try that.
The Jack Benny Program, starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Rod Chester, Dennis Day, Bob Crosby, and yours truly, Don Wilson. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to bring you the star of our show, a man who still has the first dollar he's ever earned, not because he's cheap, but because you can't spend Confederate money. And here he is, Jack Benny. Thank you, thank you,
now,
thank you.
Now, there'll be applause. It's on your way for the applause. All right, now you go ahead.
Thank you. Hello again. This is Jack Benny talking. And Don, did you think up that introduction all by yourself?
Yes, Jack, and I thought it was very funny.
Oh, you did, eh?
Yes.
Don... Don, blubber boy, take it easy. The last time you shook like that, you got a proposal from Hilo Hattie. And another thing, Don. Oh, hello, Mary.
Hello, Jack. Hiya, Don.
Say, Mary, I called you last night, but your maid sent you out.
That's right. I went to the baseball game with Van Johnson.
That's nice. Who won?
When you're with Van Johnson, who watches the game?
Oh. Oh.
Stop ad-libbing.
Mary, what's this you dropped on the floor?
That? Oh, that's the letter I got from Mama.
From your mother, eh? What does the third dimension of Plainfield have to say?
I'll read it to you.
Now, honey, when he says third dimension of Plainfield have to say, they'll probably laugh. So then you'll have to wait before your laugh. You won't. So you don't forget that, huh?
From your mother, eh? What does the third dimension of Plainfield have to say?
I'll read it to you. My darling daughter Mary, just a few lines to let you know that we are all well. The weather's nice here now, but as you probably read in the paper last month, we had an awful blizzard. And when your father came in from the barn, his milking hand was frozen.
Gee,
I hope it thaws out soon, as we'd like to get the cow out of the house.
I don't blame them.
Say, Mary, that little girl is a natural-born actress, isn't she?
Yeah, she went right on reading the letter, even though her bloomers were slipping down.
Yeah.
No other news, so we'll close now with love, your loving mother, Mama.
You know, Mary, your mother's letters get better all the time. But let's get on with the show. Oh, Bob. Bob Crosby, I'm talking to you.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jack. I didn't hear you.
Didn't hear me?
No, I've been rehearsing the band and my ears are still folded.
Oh, say, Bob, I meant to ask you. Did you learn how to pronounce that word yet?
I think so.
Let me hear you say it.
Manischewitz.
Well, keep trying, Bob. You don't want to disgrace your wife and five children.
Say, Jack.
What is it, Don?
I think this fellow has a telegram for you.
Well, what's he waiting for?
Oh, boy.
Boy.
Yes?
Oh, fine.
Are you from Western Union? Who do you think I am with this uniform, Nelson Eddy?
Never mind. Just give me the message.
Here you are.
And here's a tip for you.
Oh, boy, a nickel. Now I can send my father through college.
Say, I've had trouble with you before. What's the matter with you? Do you enjoy aggravating me?
Whoa, do I?
Now let's see. Well, I wonder who this telegram is.
Jack, you only gave him a nickel tip. That's the cheapest thing I ever heard of.
Mary, be quiet, or you'll be known as Nylon Nellie at the May Company. And now, ladies and gentlemen, for our feature attraction tonight, we are going to do...
Hello, Mr. Benny. Hello, Mary. Hello, Dennis.
Hey, kid, I'm glad you got here because it's time for your... Wait a minute. Dennis, look at me.
Huh?
Dennis, this is the first time I ever saw you wearing glasses. Are your eyes bad?
No.
Then why are you wearing those glasses?
My uncle died and left them to me.
Your uncle... Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, I can't see a darn thing with them.
Well, for heaven's sakes, kid, if you can't see with them, take them off. Just because somebody leaves you something in a will, you're not compelled to use it.
I'm not?
No.
Anybody want to buy a set of teeth?
Now cut that out and take off those glasses. It's time for your song.
Okay.
While you're singing, I'm going out in the hall and get a candy bar out of the machine. That candy machine. Oh, here it is. Now, let's see. They've got Hershey's, Circus Peanuts, Lifesavers, Babe Ruth, and Milky Dip. I think I'll get that one. A Milky Dip.
Hey, Bud. Bud.
Huh?
Come here a minute.
Who, me?
Yeah. What you doing?
I'm getting some candy.
What kind?
A Milky Dip. What?
Get a Hershey bar.
Why a Hershey bar?
In this hot weather, nothing runs like chocolate.
But I want a Milky Dip.
Milky Dip hasn't got a chance.
What are you talking about? Milky Dip not only has chocolate on the outside, but it has cream in the center.
That's what'll give you the trouble.
What?
Cream is hard to handle unless you whip it.
Gee, I never thought of that. You really think I should get a Hershey bar?
Can't miss. Look at the last performance.
Last performance?
Yeah. Coming out of the machine, Hershey was boxed in by Lifesaver, but got through the hole.
Really?
And Lifesaver was a favorite.
Well, I don't know. I'm still gonna... Wait a minute. I know what I'll do. I'll get Almond Joy.
Why Almond Joy?
Because in the package there are two bars, and I can eat them as an entry.
Okay, it's your dough.
Funny cute, Jack. Just like the town in our show. Yeah.
What took you so long, Jack?
Right here on page 17.
Right. Okay, Mary.
What took you so long, Jack?
Oh, I ran into that racetrack tout. Now, where were we?
We were supposed to start our sketch.
Oh, yes. Well, hold a second. Kids, before we start, I want to call Rochester.
Oh, Mabel.
What is it, Gertrude?
Mr. Benny's line is flashing.
I wonder what the schmo of Kilimanjaro wants now.
Well, I'll answer it and find out. Hello?
Hello, Gertrude? Will you try to get me Rochester, please?
Just a moment, Blue Eyes. He wants I should get him Rochester.
It's a good thing he talked to you. I'd have hung up on him.
Why?
Jack took me out once and didn't even kiss me goodnight. I can't understand it. I even brought my lips up close to him. Like this.
Well, no wonder he didn't kiss you.
What?
I've seen a better pucker on a closed laundry bag.
Operator, get me Rochester.
Yes, Mr. Benny, I'm ringing for you.
Mr. Benny's residence, star, stage, screen, radio, television,
and get your income tax filled out by the man who knows.
Never mind that, Rochester.
Oh, it's you, boss.
Yeah. Did the man from the used car lot come around to buy my car?
Yes, sir.
Well, did you tell him the price was $1,000?
Uh-huh, but he told me that the used car market has dropped some in the last few days.
Oh, what did he offer you?
$750.
Well, that isn't so bad.
You ought to see where the decimal point is.
Now, Rochester, stop being on his side. You know as well as I do that the car is worth $1,000.
Oh, boss, come now.
All right, all right. Well, tell the man I'm not selling it anyway. And come down to the studio and pick me up. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Jack.
Yeah, but we can't sell it. Now, kids.
Oh, and I were cutting.
And Walter, you won't be afraid to talk loud now. We're talking loud as you can. Don't
Listen,
worry.
Let me ask you a question, Jack. Eliminate, get your lemonade loud. You want me, Jack, to jump right into it, huh?
Dennis.
Yes.
Listen, Jack, you've got something after that president.
Where's Dennis?
I haven't got
I just say yes. I did visit the president.
Okay.
Wait a minute, Jack.
All right. Quiet, everybody. Is this taped?
We're taping it.
And don't be nervous about anything, kids, because this will all be a lot of fun.
You said I did this way.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be back in a minute to tell you about my television show, which goes on immediately after this program. But first, a word to cigarette smokers. Nothing, no nothing, beats better taste. And remember...
If you want to cut that over once more for me, please, and be a little bit up like they do on nothing, no nothing beats better taste.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be back in a minute to tell you about my television show, which goes on immediately after this program. But first, a word to cigarette smokers. Nothing, no nothing, beats better taste. And remember...
Okay,
Lieutenant. It sounded awfully good in there. Everything sounded so good. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you very much for listening in, and in just 30 seconds, I'll be doing my television show on the entire CBS network. In the meantime...
Oh, Mr. Benny.
Yes, Dennis.
What are you doing on your television show?
I'm doing my version of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
I never heard of it.
Dennis, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, one of the most famous classics of all time. It's about a man who drinks something which changes his entire personality. And you know who wrote it?
Frank Gremley.
He did not. I'll see you on television, folks, in a few seconds.